Road to Perdition, and me. This is commentary from James Brown. There's one movie I've seen more than any other. Not because it was assigned, not because it was easy, but because I was obsessed. I still am. In college, I watched Road to Perdition like it was homework I wanted to do. It's not the kind of film that people typically binge. It's moody. It's quiet. It's sad, even. But I found something sacred in it. The rain, the silences, the way Paul Newman eats his last meal. Tom Hanks, the hitman father, trying to shield his son from the very world he inhabits. That movie had weight. And it was honest about something most films lie about. Sometimes there is no redemption arc. Sometimes the best you can do is buy a little piece for someone else. Even if you can't find it for yourself. I think that's what grabbed me. In college, you're told to dream big, become something, be somebody, but Road to Perdition? It whispered something else. What if your story isn't about becoming someone new? What if it's about surviving the story you're already in? There's a line in the movie I'll never forget. When people ask me if Michael Sullivan was a good man, or if there was no good in him at all, I always give the same answer. I just tell them he was my father. That line hits harder the older I get. So what do you think? What movie left that kind of mark on you? Let me know in the comments and support my work at jamesbrowntv.substack.com. On that note, I'm James Brown. And as always, be well.